Attention! As of this moment, you are listening to the Rock for Rookies internet radio show. If you are offended by words like gosh, shucks, golly, schnitzel, fudge, mother father, golly gee whiz, tickle my monkey with a wok, whatever, stop the streaming now. This is not a pop station. This is a call to arms.
Fire. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximo Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Tuesday, July 26, 2011, and do I have a hell of a show for you? It's hard to put the word hell of a show, especially with what today's theme is. Now, you can't really call it a theme, because the music is going to be coming from all over the spectrum, but there is a sound that I was going for, and today, I guess the sound is smooth. I'm going for a lot softer style of music than I usually do on an episode of Rock for Rookies, but I can still guarantee you one thing, and that is absolutely fantastic music. We are broadcasting live out of the AACI in Jerusalem, and this is Rusty Mike Radio. First of all, and as per usual, if you think that you have a song that will fit in with today's theme, go ahead and give me a call, 02-563-1492, or hit the live chat button on Rusty Mike Radio's homepage. Guys, first of all, we start off with Whitesnake and the song Ready and Willing, and I hope that you guys are, because even though the sound is going to be more chillaxed than the usual, it's still rock and roll. All right, so again, this is the softest playlist I've ever put together on a show, so it may work out and it may not work out, but I can guarantee you that you know for sure at least 90% of the bands that I'll be playing tonight, we're just not going to be playing their hardest stuff. I mean, usually let's take U2, for instance, who will be coming on later on in the show. Not live, of course. One of their songs will be coming on later on in the show. It's usually I would play songs like Elevation or Sunday Bloody Sunday, just their heavier stuff. This time I was like, no, let's explore. Let's see what else they have to offer. And just many of the new albums that I've gotten my hands on recently have just had so many good lower-toned tracks that I had to give him a try, and I had to give him a play. Also, just for me, trying something a little new, let's kick things off right. This is Train, and I Wish You Would.
Sleepless nights and endless days, and all I do is promise to change my way. You're on your way.
stay home.
Speed.
Royalty right there, and the song Give Up the Ghost off of their 2011 album entitled Mirrors. I played them on the show before, but they have a lot, like most of the music is a lot, it's heavier, because they are a rock and roll band, but this was just smooth. I really, really enjoyed Give Up the Ghost. Okay, here's the thing with it. I like that people are still, and I know there's obviously tons of genres, and I'm just not usually into it, and that's why it surprises me to find the enjoyment in just slower music that's still being made today. Now, at the same time, as most of you guys know, I hate Coldplay for the exact same reason that it's soft, and it seems to, like, lack energy to me, and it also just seems like sloppy music writing. It's just like, hey, let's drone on for about 4 minutes and just make everything ballady without any meaning behind it. That's what I have for Coldplay. I could be completely wrong. His voice bugs the crap out of me. What am I supposed to do? You are listening to Soft Rock and Roll right here on Rock for Rookies. Gotta make it exciting. Right before that, we heard ZZ Top and the song Just Got Paid off Rio Grande Mud from 1972. ZZ Top, even their heavier stuff, even in comparison to what's going on today, except for maybe like Sharp Dressed Man, which just you need to get up and freak out. You do. With that song, you most definitely do. Which reminds me, by the way, next week, guys, on Rock for Rookies, the top 50 greatest guitar riff songs of all time. I'm probably going to have to split it up into two shows, but we're going to start at number 50 and work our way down. It'll be a real history of rock show. Not that I'll be going in any specific order, but you'll be getting, like, the greatest hits of rock and roll of all time. Right before ZZ Top, we heard Train and the song I Wish You Would. Train started all the way back in 1994 and then had a very, very huge hiatus there in the middle. But then in 2009, they released an album entitled Save Me San Francisco, which helped them regain their former success, and then put out five-time multi-platinum albums, the Billboard Top 100, number ones and number threes, and they've had a really good re-immersion into the scene since then. So we're going to move on right now to a band that usually reminds me a lot of Coldplay, but I'm going to give them their shot here. Kings of Leon. They were also pissing me off this year because they were in the same running with Metallica this year for best rock music, and that was just wrong. But these guys, they have a different style than Coldplay, and they're just not as annoying. I can't put my finger on it, and I wouldn't put any money on it, but I'm definitely going to tell you that at least this song is pretty damn sweet. This is Kings of Leon and No Money.
Won't you give me something I need? Won't you give me all? Something slow, something we all know, but never heard before. Make us feel alright, whether day or night, when nothing seems to mean much anymore. Older than the ocean, but younger than the shore.
Great Troubadours right there. That's John Popper of Blues Travelers. Did a little side project. That was the song Something Sweet, fitting in totally with our theme this week here on Rock Rookies. That was their one and only album as of right now. The entire album has that smooth sound to it, so definitely go check it out if you need to chillax, which is kind of the point of this week's episode. And also this week is a great time to reveal the brand new Red Hot Chili Peppers single. I posted it on the Rock Rookies fan page, but I'll be playing it very soon coming up. Right before John Popper, we heard Tokyo Hotel and the song 1,000 Oceans. If you're not a fan of Tokyo Hotel, I totally understand. They're a pop rock band from Germany, founded in 2001 by singer Bill Kaulitz. The girls love Tokyo Hotel. They got the big hair and the black eye makeup, and they're all kind of nerdy but also kind of emo at the same time. And they've won lots of awards because they speak to the masses, which I really have no problem with. I was going through their, I think I got my hands on their Greatest Hits CD. I was going through it all. It's really funny. Their Greatest Hits CD comes out with one CD with all their songs in English, and then another CD and all their songs in German. You can get pretty much all the songs translated. So they have the same songs in both languages, and they made it work really, really well. They're not my usual cup of tea, but 1000 Oceans, awesome song right there. And of course, we started off the block with Kings of Leon and No Money right here on Rock for Rookies. We still have a lot of music left to go, including the new Red Hot Chili Peppers, as mentioned, and as well as a whole bands that I've not played in a super duper long time, like T-Rex and Oasis. And after having John on the show last week, I decided to play a little more MGMT. We have some symphonic metal coming up, which, at the right, you know, sound level, then it gets kind of chillax. So we'll see what happens. Right now, moving on, sort of like a back-to-back nu metal, softer ballady duo. We're going to start off with Limp Bizkit off their album, Results May Vary. This is Build a Bridge right here on Rock for Rookies.
To your mind, take
Leave us on rockforrookies.com, broadcasting from the Rusty Mike Studio in Jerusalem. Rock from on top of the mountain. Yeah, but not as powerful. This would be more like Rock on Top of the Mountain, chillax style. That's right, guys. A chillax show right here on Rock for Rookies. We still have a lot of music left to go, as well as I just got a request in the brand new Noel Gallagher song. I believe his new band is called High Flying Birds, and the song, we're going to get to it, so that's pretty sweet. And, of course, the new Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as, in about 10 minutes, the news. So right now, I want to play a little instrumentally sounds for you. No, that track for some reason is 16 minutes. Then you're not getting any instrumental today. My bad. Let's go right into Lion Eyes and get some reggae rock playing here on Rock for Rookies. Yeah, that was my mistake. My bad. Here we go.
Watch it creep, you'll crawl.
Eagles right here on RockForRookies.com. That was the song James Dean off their 1974 album, On the Border. Those guys pretty much, like, ransacked soft rock. It was really funny. I went through a whole list because I found this. I mean, if you want soft rock actually classified or defined, it's a style of music which uses the techniques of rock music, often combined with other elements from folk rock and singer-songwriting pop, to compose a softer, more toned-down sound. Now, soft rock songs generally tend to focus on themes like love, everyday life, and relationships. Now, the genre tends to make heavy use of acoustic guitars, pianos, synthesizers, and sometimes even saxophones. The electric guitars in soft rock are normally faint and high-pitched, which we heard perfectly right there in the song James Dean. Right before that, we heard an Australian pop-punk band, because even those guys do ballads. That was even a little faster than most of the stuff I've played, but that was Tonight Alive and the song Closer. Messy music, somebody wrote in, perhaps, but still insanely enjoyable, and I think you should be able to dance to soft rock as well, just not headbang or run into a wall with it. And of course, we start off the block with the reggae rock band Lion Eyes and the song Dumb and Dangerous. All right, guys, so we are about 2 minutes past the hour, so with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. Velvet Revolver have an album's worth of material ready to release with Slipknot's Corey Taylor on vocals, but they say that it's unlikely ever to come out, and that they had 10 songs done and recorded, but they probably weren't going to put it out. So they remember back a couple of months ago, they said, yeah, we're recording and everything's great. Well, that's what happened. They were recording with Corey Taylor, which is weird, because I feel like that's way too harsh for what they were going for, because Corey Taylor doesn't exactly have the ballady voice, but nonetheless, I would love to hear it, and I'm sure they'll release it eventually when they need the money. Moving on, we have Jane's Addiction will premiere their new single, Irresistible Force. What do we say? Irresistible Force sometime next week. August 2nd, a day ahead of its official digital release, it'll be on the radio. The song is taken from the band's new album, The Great Escape Artist, marking the first new studio album in 8 years by Jane's Addiction. So that'll be pretty sweet. Let's see what happens. The album also features End to Lies, a pre-single teaser track which the band made available to fans this past April. So we'll see how that goes. I don't remember actually hearing that song. In sad kind of news, this actually is kind of sad news, heavy metal veterans Jag Panzer have decided to retire after 3 decades of making music together. Here's what the band had to say. We are proud of every album we released and support we received from the heavy metal community, states guitarist and founder Mark Briody. We've played at so many places around the world and enjoyed every minute of it, but the time has come when we cannot move forward as a band. Guitarist Christian Lask said the band left the band last month to pursue his degree full-time. Christian did an amazing job on The Scourge of the Light, and it was a pleasure working with him, continues Briody. We wished Christian well, but kept this quiet until we found a replacement, but even then, I guess it didn't matter because they're breaking up. Now, in sort of happy news, the Nielsen SoundScan recently said that rock music continues to be the best-selling genre of music, but Queensryche frontman Geoff Tate has a different take on the current state of rock. Now, Gibson reports that Tate sees a pretty gloomy future for rock bands unless they can adapt to the new ways of doing things. Now, the singer talked to Classic Rock magazine about how things have changed in the music industry and how his band is trying to change. Rock is pretty much dead, he says. If you look at the numbers, it's definitely not the music of the time anymore, which obviously goes against what the Nielsen SoundScan had to do, so it's possible that Tate is just blowing smoke. But he says, if it's gonna keep moving, bands need to embrace new ideas. There's a lot of elements to rock, mentally speaking, are kind of boneheaded, like the whole chunk, chunk, chunk guitar progression. The stuff you play when you're learning the damn thing, you would hope that bands would get beyond that. I think Queensryche, who have always been known as a progressive metal band, and they've been very good at being that progressive band, he may just be a bit bitter, possibly, maybe. I mean, I would have to agree with him that I don't like where the state of indie rock is going and how popular it's getting, but that's just my personal opinion. In awesomely fun news, the reunited Ugly Kid Joe have completed a new album, their first since 1995's Motel California. Drummer Sharon Larkin has confirmed. Sharon Larkin, if you remember the name, is the drummer of Godsmack. Now, the lineup for the sessions is Whitfield Crane, the original singer for Ugly Kid Joe, and a whole bunch of other people. It's pretty much everyone who was the same lineup as their second album, Menace to Sobriety. Now, Larkin, who was also in Godsmack, revealed that the album status is an interview with California 107.7, the Bone of the Mayhem Festival. Now, he said, a lot of the songs Klaus wrote all the way back in 1998, Larkin said, it's a fun band, it's funny, you listen to the songs and it makes you laugh, just a good time rock band, you know? Now, in awfully sad news, and this is why I saved it for the last, and then we're going to get right on with the music, Disturbed singer David Draymond has revealed recently that the band are preparing to enter an indefinite hiatus. Speaking to KQXR in Boise, Idaho, Draymond said, the band we're looking at an extended hiatus and had some things going on internally, personal things going on. Later, Draymond took to Twitter to elaborate. We don't know what we're doing yet, he wrote. All we can say is that we're certainly going away for a long while. Now, the band also said they would not be undertaking its Music as a Weapon tour in 2012, but might consider leasing the brand name out to other bands to use. Draymond said it's kind of become its own entity and something we talked about in the past, but we're not going to see Disturbed on tour for a little while. Maybe they'll be doing what System of a Down did and take 6-7 years off, which is totally fine. But you don't have to, like, scare the populace. But that is all the news I have for you for this week, brought to you by Antimusic.com and, of course, Rock for Rookies. We're going to move on right now with the brand new Noel Gallagher song from his new band, High Flying Birds. This is the song, The Death of You and Me. And then right afterwards, a little Oasis.
I especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
Hot Chili Peppers right there. That was super duper awesome. Well, I'm already forgetting the name of the song, unfortunately. Something about Lee. Ah, that sucks. I totally am not remembering the name of the song. Either way, it's coming up September 27th, I believe the new album is coming out. Red Hot Chili Peppers with the brand new guitarist Brian Klingenhofer and Stephen Savas. That's the new guy, because John Frusciante is gone. But apparently this guy, Brian Klingenhofer, did a lot of work with Frusciante in the past and also did some studio work with the Peppers in the past, so he was just kind of natural fit to take on for the new lineup of the Peppers. Right before that, we heard Oasis and the Girl in the Dirty Shirt. Actually, one of the few Oasis songs that I actually enjoy besides their super-duper biggest hits, but that one's actually a favorite of mine. And, of course, we started off the block with the new Noel Gallagher, High Flying Bird, so that was pretty sweet. We are well into the second hour. We have a lot of fantastic music coming up. And this next band, favorite here on Rock for Rookies, or, no, you know what, let's not lie about that. One of my favorite bands, I don't play it that often, and if you're not a fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd, this is a great song, so don't go anywhere just yet. These guys are bringing it. This is Double Trouble, and then we have a whole bunch of other great music.
Sounds to a confusion. more than a deck of cards. Stay. He wore rat-torn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that. Steady. His woman drew him out in the ice and the snow, and she told him never ever come back no more. Steady. So he walked through the rain and he walked through the mud till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood. Steady. He said, Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am. And the barkeeper said, no, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee. He said, well, bartender, it's a plain to see. I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, the barkeeper said, yeah, I heard your name down the way. And I clip motherfucking asses like you every day. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, I those were the last words that the barkeep said, cause Stag put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Stagger Lee. She started to flirt. Oh, Stagger Lee. She saw the barkeep, said, oh God, he can't be dead. Stag said, well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head. You ain't look like you're scored in quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime. Mr. Stagger Lee. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in. Mr. Stagger Lee. I'll stay here till Billy Dilly comes in, till time comes to pass. And furthermore, I'll fuck Billy Dilly in his motherfucking ass, said Stagger Lee. I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole, said Stagger Lee. Just then, Billy Dilly. And he says you must be the man motherfucker called Stagger Lee. I'm Stagger Lee. Yeah, I'm Stagger Lee. And you better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead, said Stagger Lee. Well, Billy Billy dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stag filled him full of lead.
Craziness right here on rockforrookies.com. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Mutilating Stagger Lee? I don't know. I know that the Stones do a much better version. I'm pretty sure it's the Stones. Right before that, we heard, for some of you, I actually apologize for that song. For others, Nick Cave, Time to Get Nice and Depressive. Right before that, we heard MGMT, who they have a very interesting label for their music. Neo Psychedelia is the style of their music, or they have progressive rock, indie pop, indie rock, or indie electronica, as they call it. Weird. Some of their stuff is danceable. I remember when John chose their song, I can't remember the name of it, that if he was ever a heel wrestler, like a bad guy wrestler, he would use MGMT as his entrance music because it pisses more people off than any other song. So kudos to that one. I actually like the song Brian Eno. It's full of spunk. That's like the good kind, not the bad kind. And of course, they started off the block with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Double Trouble, Hate 'Em or Love 'Em. That was an excellent Southern rock song. Now, I've played almost every genre of music so far tonight. A little punk rock, a little classic rock, a little post-grunge, some pop rock style. The only thing that I've really missed out so far is just straight up metal. So we're going to do that right now. A little metal, balladed, softed, chillax down. And also one of my favorite songs of all time. This is Iron Maiden and the song Blood Brothers. Now that was U2 and their song Staring at the Sun off the 1997 album Pop. That was a hell of a long block right there. Probably because the Iron Maiden song Blood Brothers off the album Brave New World took about 7.5 minutes. But oh my god, what a song. It's usually, it's very funny, it's usually in a lot of cases the ballads of very heavy bands. They get people who were never into them into them. That was actually one of the first songs that I truly, truly loved by Iron Maiden. Now I'm a fan of almost everything they do, as is Nothing Else Matters, a stepping stone for a lot of people who get into Metallica. Now, right after that, we heard the John Lindenberg Trio, like a hillbilly rock kind of band, and that was their song Cruel Summer Night. Guys, we have like less than 10 minutes left of the show, and I have several songs right here, so I'm really having a problem. What I haven't done is I mentioned that we were going to do a little symphonic rock and roll, so let's check that out. We have about 2 songs left before the end. Let's see if we can get with it. This is Within Temptation and the song Mother Earth. Sin Temptation and the song Mother Earth. We have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock Focus, guys. Yudin, I hope you had a great time here on Rock for Rookies. Especially being that I did try a little something new. Let me know whether or not you liked it, enjoyed it, hated it, suffered because of it. And next week, most likely, we're going to go back to the normal ranting and raving and screaming and killing of some good rock and roll. Maybe a little metal, maybe a little punk rock, maybe a little pop punk, emo, screamo, hardcore, classic, progressive. Any of those things might come up on next week's show. What I can tell you is that in a few weeks' time, we're going to have Late 8 here in the studio to talk about their debut album release. I know for a fact that this Thursday night, Umlala, a awesome Israeli indie rock band, is going to be having a big debut show for their new album, which is just coming out. So definitely, I'll post a link on the Facebook fan page right there. Guys, remember, if you ever have any requests, please feel free to send in your requests to the Rock for Rookies fan page or to me, maximum@rockforrookies.com. And of course, let Rusty Mike Radio know that you need a little more rockin' in your daily routine. And if you can, check out Friday, where myself and my bad boy, or at least my brother-in-arms, Johnny, and I will be doing a morning radio show between the hours of 8 and 12. It should be awesome sauce. I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock Forrookies. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Finishing off the week, here we go with Golden Earring, and I do rock and roll. It's true, I do. It'll be coming back soon. Peace.
enjoyed our time together today. You know, it seems harder and harder to just sit back and enjoy the finer things in life. Well, till next time. Ta-ta.